What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Headstrong. I realize it's been a minute, but hey, shit happens, right? What I want to talk to you guys about today, and this is what I've been kind of figuring out how exactly to word this, how to go about this, and I guess what it kind of breaks down to is, as individuals, we don't know what to prioritize investing in when it comes to ourselves, right? And what I'd say about this is, I don't know, I'm sure most of you follow me on Instagram, maybe some of you follow me on Twitter, Facebook, etc. But I posted this tweet a couple weeks ago, right? And I started going to therapy, right? I had my first session 3 Wednesdays ago. And right after that session, it blew my mind and I tweeted this. I said, even if you don't think you need it, go to therapy. Even if you want, or if you want healthy relationships with people, go to therapy. If you want to be happy with yourself as a person, go to therapy. If you want to break toxic cycles, go to therapy. If you're reading this, go, trust me, right? And I'm posting that out of a self-realization place for me, right? I had no idea I was as fucked up as I am, right? Until I went to therapy. And she reached a little bit about my childhood and about some other stuff going on right now. And I was like, holy shit, I had no fucking idea, right? And here's the thing is, I never once invested in that, right? Come to find out, when I finally did, I was blown away. I've been there 3 sessions. My entire life, my entire attitude towards so many things has shifted phenomenally just because of that one investment. Right, that I never once thought I was a priority. I don't need fucking therapy. I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I don't need therapy. What the fuck do I need therapy for? Now, not to say if you're going to therapy, anything's wrong with you, but I'm sure some of you can understand that mindset of like, I don't need therapy. Me? No, I'm fine. Right? Well, I'm not. And I didn't know that. You know why? Because I was shut off from it. And that's what happens. And, you know, the other thing here is again, people will prioritize so many other things over than themselves, right? To invest in themselves, to get better and progress in life because they're again, we talk about this every podcast almost, short-term satisfaction over long-term success. And with that, it's, you know, I get all the time people switching off from tracking their food to going to, you know, eating for their bodies and just wanting that mental break and wanting to enjoy themselves, this and that. I'm like, well, that's great, Becky, but, you know, in 3 months when you're overweight, you know, and you come back, guess what? My rates are probably going to be increased and you're going to have to pay that new rate. And it happens every time. I'll say that with confidence because every single time I have a client do that, they come back. Every time. Because, you know, and obviously we're getting a little off topic here, but I do want to touch on this because I'm passionate about it. There's a reason obesity is the highest it's ever been in America. Right? You know why? Because people don't pay attention to their intakes. Why? Everything is processed now. Everything's packaged. Everything has extra oil. It's cooked in oil, this and that. Everything has so many more calories than we think it does. So many packages we eat one of are 2 servings, 3 servings, 4 servings, right? And the reason people are getting overweight and people are being obese is because you tell somebody, hey, you know, maybe you should start dieting. You know, maybe you should try to lose weight. Oh, I can't lose weight. I love food too much. Well, that's great, but when you can't even afford to give your kid food because you're paying for your fucking medical bills, you're going to wish you would have invested in yourself in a different way, right? Because they're investing in that short-term satisfaction of, you know what? I like the way this food tastes. I like not worrying about it. I like being blind to the fact that I'm putting myself at a health risk, right? And that, I don't care who you are, that's fucking statistically almost 70% of America now. Does that mean you listening are like that? No, but 70% of Americans are obese. Not overweight, obese. That means health risks related to weight, right? They are at serious health risk or have health risk, health problems due to being obese from not investing in themselves the way that they need to, by taking the path of least resistance, by saying it's a lot easier to conform because majority of population is obese now. Right? 70%. You get 10 people and you have 7 of them saying this is the way we should be eating. Nobody cares about the other 3. the other three are more than likely going to conform. Why? Because it's the path of least resistance, right? Nobody bats an eye at somebody walking down the street shoving a fucking 4x4 and fries in their mouth. But as soon as you pull out Tupperware, right, and you have a meal of chicken, rice, and a vegetable, right, a normal fucking micronutrient-dense meal, everybody loses their minds. Why? Because it goes against and it challenges who they are as people now, right? Because they are uninvested in themselves. They are undedicated to their health. They are losing their shit. They don't have anything, right? They've let themselves go. That's who they are now. That's who they've become. And now you're coming in showing that, like, hey, you know what? Like, yeah, we're going out to eat, but guess what? I'm still prioritizing myself. I'm still investing in myself. I'm still investing in my long-term health. They can't fucking grasp that, right? I can't tell you how many clients I have whose families just shun them for tracking intake because people don't understand it and they get angry. And anytime in any part of life, if we look at anger, we can peel it back and we can find one of three emotions. This is for anything. If somebody's angry, there's usually fear, they're sad, or they're, what's the other one? Shit, I'm losing it. They're either, or hurt, right? Hurt. Hurt, sad, or upset. No, fear. Scared. Scared, hurt, or upset. That's what it is. And that's why we get mad, right? And that's our mask there. And now going back into investing in ourselves, you're going to get people, and this goes for online coaches, this goes for anybody in a self-improvement field, right? I see it as a coach. I see people start with me, balls to the wall. They want to change themselves. They want to be the best versions of themselves. But after about 3 to 6 months of them realizing, oh, fuck, you know, it's already been 3 to 6 months and I still don't have the physique I want. Man, this is really going to take a long time. This is really going to take some dedication. Oh, fuck, this is really an investment here. Usually they back off, right? Because they start realizing, man, you know, I'm paying money to coach and I'm not happy with it. It's so much work. Like, why isn't it easier? I see these people doing it. These people are eating way more than me and they look better, right? And what we're doing is we are comparing ourselves to other people who've invested in themselves for longer, right? You're comparing yourself. I had a conversation with a client this morning at their check-in saying that they were comparing themselves to other people who were eating more food than them and you know, quote unquote, looked better. And what I said is, you know, you don't know the struggles other people have gone through, right? You see somebody who's successful and you think, oh man, they're so lucky. I wish I had that money. Oh, must be nice to have the money. Must be nice to eat that much food and have abs. Must be nice to look like this. Must be nice. You know, that's my favorite fucking saying from people. Oh, must be nice. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. And if this is you, if you're sitting here like, oh, fuck, you know what? I do think that about people. Guess what? You should fucking change. That's not a healthy mindset to be in. That's fucking toxic. Must be nice is horrible, right? Because all you're doing is you're seeing somebody who's invested in themselves more and longer than you have. And they've achieved what you're wanting to achieve. And it's very easy for us to feel justified in saying, oh, must be nice. Wish my genetics were like that. Oh, wish I had that much money. Wish mommy and daddy took care of me. You don't know shit about that other person. You don't know what that person's been through. You don't know how many months they spent pushing food, crying because no clothes fit just to put on muscle tissue and look like that the next go around. Right? You don't know that these people have been bulking and cutting and bulking and cutting for fucking 5 years to look like that when you've been doing it 5 months. You don't know that these people that are rich slept in their car for 3 years saving up money to be able to make that investment that got them there. You don't know because you're so invested in other people having what you don't have that you're forgetting that you need to invest in yourself if you ever want to achieve those things. That is the number one problem and the number one common factor in people who are not successful and people who are successful. People who aren't successful invest on bashing other people, invest on victimizing themselves. Successful people focus on investing in themselves to get better no matter what. They prioritize tracking their fucking intake over going out every weekend and drink. Don't get me wrong, I go out every weekend and I drink, but guess what? I fucking track it. And if I feel like shit the next day, that's nobody's fault but my own, and I realize that. Right? That's investing. I'm taking full responsibility for what's going on and what I'm doing because that is who I am. And nobody can shake that because nothing that anybody can do is going to rattle me or question who I am. Because I know who I am. I've invested in who I am. Nobody can shake that. And if somebody does, that's not something they're doing wrong. That's something I'm doing wrong, right? Somebody can come up to me and say, Nick, you're the worst fucking coach on the entire planet. You don't know anything. I got results 5 times faster with this coach. He's way better than you. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a basic ass coach. I go, fucking awesome, dude. Good for you. That's great. And guess what I'm going to do? Go back to sleep that next night, totally fine, and that's not even going to be a thought in my head. Because it doesn't matter what somebody says to me, because I know if somebody's coming at me angry, if somebody's coming at me trying to pull me down, it's not a reflection of me, it's a reflection of them. It's a reflection of what they're choosing to invest in themselves. They're investing hatred, they're investing envy, and I'm investing positivity, and I'm investing, right? I'm investing my investment in myself. I'm going to therapy. I pay for all these sites that have science studies. You know, I probably pay fucking $70 to $100 a month just from fucking website subscriptions to send me the latest studies when they come out. Who the fuck is going to spend $100 a month to get emails? Guess what? Me, because I fucking invest in that because it's what I love, it's what I do, and I want to be the best at it. Actually, let me scratch that. I don't want to be the best. I want to be my best at it, and that's the difference. Right. In order for us to invest properly and be the best that we can, we need to stop comparing ourselves to what the best is and focus on what's the best we can bring. Right. And I think that's the secret of us fearlessly going in pursuit of success is not worrying about perfection, realizing that you have to make mistakes, realizing that it's not gonna be everybody's version of perfect. That's an investment mentally to have. Right? If I sit here and tell myself, I want to be the best coach ever. I want to be the best coach there ever was. Guess what? When somebody tells me I'm a bad coach, that's going to fucking hurt me because no, I want to be the best. I want everybody to like me. But if I switch that and say, you know what? I want to be the best coach to me and my clients that I can, no matter what anybody else says, then it doesn't matter when somebody hits that. Right? It doesn't matter when somebody says that because it does not interfere with what I'm trying to do and who I'm identifying myself as a person, right? I'm my best version of myself right now. So anybody telling me otherwise that it's not up to par with them, well, guess what, motherfucker? I don't care because it's up to par with me. Take away from this, guys. Prioritize where you're investing your resources and your energy. Hope you guys like this podcast. Make sure you guys screenshot it, post it, tag it. I love y'all.